If it's time for sports, it's time for Mike, Mr. Thanksgiving, Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
All right, so it's a slow time in sports, right?
Today's dead.
So I...
Well, from last night, rather.
Yeah, yeah. So I did something last night. I was feeling better at the house. I'm almost back to 100%. And I was thinking about football as I used to own... I used to have season tickets to the Giant games, okay? And I used to see real football, okay? Hard hits and stuff like that back in the late 70s and early 80s. I had Giants tickets for about 7 or 8 years. And I was thinking, I saw a headline come across one of the scrolls last night that 14 records could be broken this year in the NFL, Mike. 14, okay? Now, listen to this, and you're going to understand why I'm going to bring this up. And see if you can figure out what it all ties around, okay? Touchdown passes, completion percentage, passer rating, completions, most 5,000-yard passers, sacks.
Can I guess yet?
Sacks, wait. Team scoring, yards allowed, receptions, receptions by a tight end, receptions by a running back, receiving yards, passing marks, and touchdowns. Out of all those items, there is one defensive item. The rest,
and that's revolved around passing as well.
Yeah, the rest are all offensive. What does that say?
All passing too.
Yeah. What does that say about the NFL?
That it's become a fantasy football league.
It's a flag
football league.
You're not as old as I am, Mike. Thank God, but you can remember watching. I can remember not only watching Lawrence Taylor and the Chicago Bears, their defense, and seeing the Cowboys and the 49ers, Ronnie Lott. I can go back to remember Night Train Lane. I can go back to tell you something. The difference between how aggressive football was when I was a kid growing up in the 50s and when I was a kid as a fan in the 60s and when I was a real rabid fan and went to games in the 70s, to now, the 2018s, it's a different game.
Well, back when football was football, you couldn't have a one-dimensional team. I mean, look at the Dolphins. For all the years that they were good with Marino, they were a one-dimensional team that had no running backs. They had no running game. They couldn't win because the other team would drop eight. They would hit you when you catch the ball. They would separate you from the ball. When the quarterback they knew was passing, they'd tee up and rush and blitz and sack the quarterback. All of that's taken away from the game now. You can't blitz, basically. You can't, because if you touch the quarterback a nanosecond after he's thrown the pass, you're getting flagged for it. You can't sack the quarterback because you're going to get flagged for roughing the quarterback. God forbid you play close on a passer, you're going to get flagged for interference. And if you have the audacity to tackle them hard, you're going to get flagged for unnecessary roughness. So you tell me what's wrong with football.
It was just so evident when I saw that scroll, and then I went and I investigated it. It tells you what is wrong with the NFL.
You went with the three best teams in football this year, the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs, and you put them back 25 years ago, they'd struggle to be over 500. Because for the most part, they're a one-dimensional team. The Saints have a decent running back. The Rams have a decent running back, so they may be a little bit more successful. But the Chiefs, they'd be nothing more than a 500 team because all the teams would plan their defense around a 95% passing attack. And if you had a quarterback that ran around like that guy does, he'd be mincemeat by the second half. But like I said, the NFL's changed. The rules have changed. It's not the same game. And you either like it or you don't, and I don't. And there's a lot of other people that don't. And there's a lot of people that like football that struggle to watch it because it's not what we used to see. The young people love it because they don't know any different. They think, like I said, they think defense is something that keeps the cars in the lot. They don't know what defense is. So it's an entirely different game, and they don't care about what the game used to be because this is what they want it to be.
Yeah, I go back and the last remember when Randall Cunningham came into the league?
Yeah,
Randall Cunningham was a great arm, great mobility, running quarterback. And how long did he last when he came into the league? How many?
I think he played about 10 years.
Yeah, but real good years, about 5 years, because he got injured. Because you can't be a running quarterback back then and not get injured. The only running quarterback that I ever saw that never got injured was Fran Tarkington, and he didn't run for yardage. He didn't win either. No, he ran for his life.
Yeah, he didn't win. I mean, even Steve Young's, he had to curtail his running. Yeah. And his running eventually led to his early retirement. So you can't.
Can you imagine any of these guys?
You can't be a run. Well, you couldn't be a running quarterback in the NFL. Let's say you couldn't. I don't know if you can now.
Just imagine if any of these guys ever got hit by Ronnie Lott, Lawrence Taylor. What was his name?
There's a long list of guys that played
Singletary. I mean, you can go over each team's defense. How about what the guy who used to play on the line for St. Louis and Conrad? What was his name?
Conrad Dobler.
Did these guys ever play today? They'd be thrown out of the league.
The offensive guys were tough. Everybody
was tough.
And it was different. It was an entirely different game.
Yeah, it really was. It's amazing how it's slowly metamorphized into where it is now. So anyway,
between the change of the rules. The magical mystery penalty flags that come out. It's a hard game to watch if you appreciated football when it was the way it was supposed to be played.
If I went to a Giants game and I paid back then, I thought it was good money, I think it was $25 or $30 a seat.
You can't even get in a parking lot for that much now.
And you didn't see some hits. You went away disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, a quarterback made a pass and, a few seconds after the pass he got leveled? That was part of the game. Yeah. Now, if you're hitting him while he's throwing the ball, you're going to get flagged. It's an entirely different game. And like I've been saying now for a couple of years, I don't watch it. That's the reason why I don't watch it, because I liked the way football was. And I don't like the way football is.
We used to watch.
I have the prerogative to change the channel, and that's what I do.
We used to watch it because we used to like to see both offense and defense. We used to like to see great hits on defense, great plays on offense, and great line play where you had running backs that could do things that they. Anyways, it's a different game.
I mean, me and my friends, we used to go watch Monday Night Football religiously every week, and every gin mill around was packed because everybody wanted to watch football. And when good teams played bad teams and there were guys on the bad teams you didn't like, you went and watched the game because you wanted to see that guy get destroyed. It was part of it. That was the way it was. I mean, like you said, if you watched football in the 70s and the 80s, there was always going to be some point in that game where somebody was going to get rocked. And it was part of the game, and you appreciated it, and you liked it. And when they did, you know what happened to the guy that got hit? He got up, and he played. Mm-hmm. I mean, and now they're saying, oh, well, you got to make the game safer because people get hurt. That's the way the game was supposed to be played. This is flag football with pads on it. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. When you got two teams scoring 105 points, it's flag football.
And they're the best teams in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the best teams in the league. They're the best offensive teams in the league. They're not the best teams in the league. There are no good teams in the league. There's offensive teams. That's it.
All right.
And if somebody based their team around defense, they wouldn't be able to win because they'd be flagged about 77 times a game.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, we've done our sports thing. Tomorrow we'll do picks. The three big games tomorrow.
Yeah, three games. We got tomorrow and. What do we? I don't think there's any Saturday games this weekend yet, right?
I don't think so. I think they're three tomorrow, and then the Sunday games, and then I think the Saturday games start in December, I think.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
So enjoy the cold.
Enjoy, and I'll wake you up tomorrow morning.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care, Mike. Mike Cossey. With a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.